morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We give a tithe offering for his work outside of a church. From all the offerings we have collected in this church. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your abundant blessings for us spiritually and financially too. As a token of thanksgiving, we give you this tithe offering. Please use this. Everything is yours, and we testify that. And we give this tithe to you. Thank you for your blessings. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone, again. And toward the end of February, we will have Hakuba Scenario Camp. Let's watch a promotional movie of this camp.
木の山の上に27本の十字架と52人の殉教者たちが立っていました。日暮れ時、ついに処刑執行人たちが焚き木に火をつけました。火と煙が立ち上ると、幼児たちが泣き始めたので、母親たちはその頭を撫で子供を慰めようと努めました。
どんな勝ち目のない戦いも、動かせない岩さえも、いくつもの奇跡を残して、神様が守られた。
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
私たちはですね、マリン氏を通して、
全てのこと。The late Pastor Marin Argyrethes, we have learned about the teaching of thanks and praise for everything. One thing we notice is that, nothing ever happens accidentally. What we are going to do in this Hakuba scenario camp is we are going to see God raising up His co-workers for the entire work of His. Interestingly, the name of Hakuba is interesting. The Book of Revelation starts with a white horse in the beginning of this book, and it also ends with the white horse with Christ on it. And a white horse is Hakuba in Japanese. And we are going to have this camp in the place called Hakuba. And we also have an outreach to Patmos Island where the Book of Revelation was written. We have this outreach every year, and about a few years ago, we started to see some white horses on this Patmos Island too. One time, we saw some white horses at the very place of John's cave, where Apostle John received a revelation from God. We had prayer sessions near John's cave. This is never I believe that God has his providence in the fact that he leads us to have this Hakuba scenario camp in the name called Hakuba. We need to be awake because we are now in the end times. You know, about 2 or 3 years ago, we were involved in the coup incident in Istanbul Airport. That time, at one instant, we entered into a very severe situation from our daily lives. We need to be awake. A long time ago, we went on in one outreach to the Philippines. I happened to see a jeepney upside down because they met accidents, and I saw three jeepneys like that, and I thought that God was speaking to me and warning us about an accident for us. And then, in the next few minutes, we met an accident. When I first made a long life commitment to the Lord, I thought that my joyful life, enjoyable life, ended. But of course, I was willing to continue to obey God. But as I started to obey God, I found out that God prepared a lot of funds for me too, and God really has been blessing me. Now let's watch another promotional movie about the special meeting in Nagasaki commemorating the Japanese 26th Saints.
ぜひ覚えてほしいんです。私たちの命は永遠のものなんですね。私はこの世の命はどっちにしても消えていくものでありますよね。それを突き抜いて永遠に向かって進んでいっていただきたいというふうに思うんですね。皆さんが神様に従って命を失ったとしても、失っているものは何一つありません。 永遠に対する移行をするだけの話でありますよね。そしてそこで何を見るのかというと、天の栄光を見ていくということを、ね、見るんですね。そしてこの西坂の丘で多くの人たちが何を見たのかというと、殉教者たちの信仰を見たんですが、それを通して天を見ましたよね。それで天の栄光を見ていった。
今年も長崎殉教記念聖会が2月5日午後2時から西坂公園で、
夜7時から平和会館で待たれます。ぜひお越しください。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
This will be a special meeting commemorating the 26 Japanese saints. We have a meeting in the afternoon in Nishizaka Hill and another meeting in the evening in Heiwa Kaikan. If you can't be there, you'll be able to watch these meetings live online. Except their faith for Mary, we are taught by God to respect their faith in Jesus Christ, and we need to be like them. In the very first time when I went to Nishizaka Park, I felt a very strong presence of God. And God told me that this place had a significant relationship with our church and with His work through our church. Before starting the work of world missions through a church, God told us to send 5 teams to Nagasaki, and they told us to pray at Nishizaka and learn about the faith of the Japanese 26 saints. So, as a preparation, for the future work of world missions. One of the interesting teams to Nagasaki was the third team to Nagasaki. The Lord spoke to us that some of the people participating in this team would be let to marry each other. And Pastor Okamaru and his wife, they were led to marry. And Mr. Morita and his wife were also led to marry. And there was one more another couple. That was led to get married after this team. And as for my marriage with Sister Fushiki, when we were engaged, we prayed to God that when should have a wedding. And then the Lord asked to have a wedding on February 5th. And I also prayed to God about who should be leading our wedding ceremony. And the Lord answered me that would be Father Edo, because Sister Fushiki was a Catholic, and Father Edo was the priest, Catholic priest, who led her. And so we asked Pastor Father Edo to preside over our wedding ceremony, and Pastor Edo asked me when we would like to have a wedding, and I answered February 5, and he was very surprised, and he asked me if I knew about that date, and I said yes, that was the date of the martyrdom of the Japanese 26 saints. And then Father Edo testified that he had been led by God to come to Japan to be missionary and to be a Catholic priest in Japan by the testimonies of the Japanese 26 saints. Father Edo used to live in a Catholic lodging called Mickey House. And Mickey House means was established in memory of Paul Mickey, who was one of the Japanese 26 saints. And a little time later, when I was praying for God to give me a Christian name, I was just praying in silence with my wife. And I thought about about Paul Mickey in my heart, not knowing that my wife started to prophesy, saying that God is telling you that the person you are now thinking about in your heart, he is actually praying for you in heaven, and you need to succeed his name. I was very surprised because I was thinking about Paul Mickey, and this is how I decided that God would give me a Christian name, Paul. This is after not Paul Choyongi, but Paul Mickey. Now let's watch another movie about the last team to Israel.
ある日お風呂でわーって本当に泣いて、なんかメロディーが前を引きたくて、なんで私こんな泣いてんのに神様愛を。 スラエルにいます。これは私にとってすごく奇跡なんです。なぜかというと私は19年間ずっとイスラエルに行きたいと祈ってました。貯金もゼロですし絶対無理なんですけれど、神様が祈りに応えてくださって、イスラエルに来るお金全額プラスお土産代とかそういった食べたり飲んだりするお金もですね与えてくださいました。それにたくさんの恵みを神様は今このイスラエルの地で私に与えてくださいました。本当に神様に感謝しています。
エルサレムのお湯の中で祈ることの意味合いっていうのがね、分かってきたんですよね。明らかにね、神殿の場所でしょ、神殿で常しえの手を置くって書いてあるんです。常しえってのは永遠に主が手を置く、あそこ永遠の主の特別な場所なんですよね。神の御座とかね、さらに発展して永遠の神の栄光の中心の場所になるということを表しているわけですね。キリシタンという神の教えを私は学んだ。キリシタンという教えの深さは100だとするとね、1ぐらいだったとするとね、1にしろわずかにしもね悟ったんですよね。でその時に、実は霧が出てきた、これは神の教えを悟る、あるいは神の約束を悟り握るということと大きな関係があるんですね。それがですね、最初は2倍かもしれないけど5倍になったり10倍になったり30倍になったり40倍になったり50倍になったり100倍になったり、働きは確実に起ここちらの責任と思ったことが終わったんですが、あと1週間ね、なんであるんだろう、これはなんかあるぞってね、これからなんかね起こるんだろうというふうに思います。
もう成田に行く便がもう間に合わないので。
そしてね、皆さんを通してね、神の素晴らしい栄光がなされ、それは永遠の世界に続いていくということを覚えてください。
Thank you. Israel is a very important place for Christians. It relates to the spiritual truth. When we believe in Jesus, we become spiritual Israelites. This is the main point. Regarding Jerusalem, there is Jerusalem here on this earth, but there is another Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. Heavenly Jerusalem is real. Heavenly Jerusalem will absorb the earthly Jerusalem. Heavenly Jerusalem will descend upon Jerusalem on the earth and will be residents in that heavenly Jerusalem to live forever with God. Our citizenship is in heaven. That means our citizenship is in heavenly Jerusalem. Here on this earth, we are aliens, and God has sent us to this earth from heavenly Jerusalem. We are also eternal being, and where will we live eternally? We live in heavenly Jerusalem forever. And where will that heavenly Jerusalem be? Heavenly Jerusalem will be just about the place where present Jerusalem is, because heavenly Jerusalem will descend upon the earthly Jerusalem. And many Christians, they do not think about eternity. Of course, we need to do tasks of God here on this earth, but we must not forget about eternity. Because we are eternal being, we are here now, and we need to do things that we should do in front of us. Some people ask me, is it God's will for me to go to Israel? I would answer, yes, it is His will for you to go to Israel. You may think that, I don't have money, but God will answer your prayers. Now let's watch another short movie, 1 minute movie about Armageddon.
皆さんこんにちは。今日はアルマゲドンについてです。聖書には7年間の患難時代の終わりに反キリストがリーダーとなり、世界中の国々がイスラエルを攻撃する戦争が起こることが予告されています。この世界最終戦争はアルマゲドンの戦いと言われますが、戦場はハルマゲドンではありません。ハルマゲドンはあくまで軍を集める場所です。ハルマゲドンはイスラエルにあるメギドの丘のことで、古くからの交通の要衝で広大な平野が広がっています。世界中の国の軍がハルマゲドンに集結します。東から来る国々の軍は枯れたユーフラテス川を渡って来ることになります。さて、ハルマゲドンに集結した全世界の軍は反キリストをリーダーとしてイスラエルを崩壊させるためエルサレムに向かって進撃します。つまり戦場はエルサレムです。イスラエルは反キリスト軍の進撃を止めることができず、エルサレムはその半分ほどが占領されてしまいます。 そしてあわやエルサレムが陥落という時にキリストがクリスチャンを率いてオリーブ山に再臨され、反キリスト軍を徹底的に打ち破ります。この戦いは一日で終わり、サタンはあっけなく敗れることになります。反キリストと偽キリストは火の池に投げ込まれ、サタンは縛られて底知れぬところに投げ込まれます。ハルマゲドンの戦いは主の軍の圧倒的な勝利となり、この後千年王国が訪れます。それではまた。
Armageddon, the war in Armageddon will take place toward the end of the 70 years, in the period of the 70 years of the tribulation. And after this last war, Jesus Christ will return at the top of Mount of Olives. Armies from various countries will cross the river Euphrates, because the river Euphrates will have dried up about some time ago, about a few years ago. We went to the river Euphrates and it was already dry. And some children were playing in the dry ground at the river Euphrates. Now let's into the Bible. Psalm 103 verse 14. We are worthless. We are formed from dust. Another thing is, we are sinners, and we were condemned to, we were destined to eternal condemnation. You know, when we take a walk, if we find an empty bottle. On the road, we think that that's not worthless. But if we happen to find some dirty thing on the road, that's more than just dirty. We hate it. We are like that, but God loves us. Some people, they say, they can't come before the Lord because they are not worthy. Yes, that's right. But God loves us. We are loved by God. You know, God not only likes us, but God really loves us. God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible said that please open your Bible to Psalm 103. God loves us in verse 8 that says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. Verse 10, He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. He doesn't judge us. Verse 11 says, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Even though we are very sinful, God forgives us. We are just like crushed cockroaches. Cockroaches are people stamped on. But God loves us. We are not worthy to come before God. But God treats us as if we have never sinned. And also the Bible said that we should not forget various good things that the Lord did to us. Verse 3 says, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things. Verse 5. Our sins have been forgiven, and God blesses us as if we are sinless. God really blesses us, and God gives us the bad things. Our sins were forgiven, and we are made righteous, and God gives us very bad things. Well, I was a 1K premium member of the United Airlines, but I didn't think that I'd be able to extend this status for a year, because I didn't fly a lot last year because of my diseases. But I had impression from the Lord that I should ask Him and pray, and I did, and I inquired of the United Airlines and asked them if I would be able to extend my status, renew my status. And then Dinner Airline told me that I need to submit doctor's certificates about my diseases, and then they'll be able to give me a 1K status. You know, my 1K premium membership status has been helping a lot our missions teams, because with this status, they were able to check in a lot of luggage. And I submitted my doctor's certificates, and then they approved the extension of my status. When we became a Christian, our sins were forgiven. But That was not the only grace that we received. Verse 11 says, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. Here, God's love is great for those who fear Him. Verse 17 says, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him. So, fearing God is a key it's important for us to understand and practice fearing God, then what does it mean, fear God? That means put God first. When my life was changed, when I read a biography of George Mueller, because through that book, I learned about listening to God's voice and obeying it. And I started to listen to God's voice and obey it. When I was hospitalized 3 times last year, and you may think that I've been having a hard time, but I know that God has been good to me, because I have been listening to God's voice and obeying it, and in this walk, God always prepares special blessings in grace and compassion for those who listen to His voice and obey it. You know, fearing God and listening to His voice and obeying it, and giving thanks to Him, they are very important. And God gives us His grace, not temporarily, but forever. And as we spend our Christian lives, we'll be able to know God's love and His victory much more. And God blesses us through good things, and He also blesses us through bad things. And we often find out that God's glory and victory are much more, much greater when they are revealed through bad things rather than through good things. I'm going to pray. You have a little disappointment and you stopped believing in certain thing. You need to repent and you need to stand up in that faith again. Of course, you need to persevere, but you need to have that faith again. And you need to follow what God tells you. Because you were not confident, you used to imitate somebody else, mimic somebody else, but you should directly obey God. Some people think that about something, it's impossible for you to accomplish it, but when you stand on God's word, you see a possibility in God. Now let's pray for healing in your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, cover each one of us with the blood on the cross. In the name of Jesus, I command the diseases to leave. I command the diseases to leave. I command to our bodies and mind be healed. Be healed. You have canker sore at your tongue. You're healed. You have cataract. You're healed. And you feel dizzy when you stand up, but you are healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.